What's up, guys? Welcome to Believe in Rams, part of the Believe Network. Erin Coscarelli back with you. And of course, be sure to subscribe, comment, rate, and follow this podcast. You can also catch us on Believe TV. Read the top stories at si.com. And of course, follow us on social. We do have a lot to get to today. Plus, I do want to respond to some of your comments from our last show that we had with Hall of Famer Marshall Faulk, where he did share some of his interesting, very interesting thoughts on Donald's retirement. He talked about Rams free agency and so much more. If you didn't catch that show, go back, watch it. We recorded it last week. He said some really interesting things about possibly Aaron Donald's future. But also I wanted to say thank you guys so much for the thoughts, feedback, your kind words. I really do appreciate it. It's fun to be able to talk about the Rams. And look, with Donald possibly hanging it up, there are no shortages of storylines to talk about this offseason. And let's get to first things first, an update on Tyler Higbee's injury. We did hear from Sean McVay at the NFL owners meetings Tuesday. Some good news. He is expected to be designated to the PUP list when training camp rolls around in July. And as you guys know, of course, Higbee suffered that torn ACL during the Detroit playoff loss. I believe that was January 14th. So, you know, an ACL injury can take anywhere between 6 and 9 months to fully heal. Not the best news, but some good news, kind of. They do have plenty of depth at that position, right? They have their second-year tight end, Davis Allen. And, of course, remember, the Rams also signed former Seahawks tight end Colby Parkinson. So I think the question for a lot of people who are big Tyler Higbee fans or, like me, had him on their fantasy team, is he going to be ready to roll by week one of the season? Not likely. However, the good news, they are padding the position with some depth until he is healthy to return. So that's kind of the latest news with regards to the offense. And before we get back into Donald, I do want to stay one moment in the offense and discuss free agency. Let's talk Jimmy Garoppolo, because on the show last week, if you'll recall, Marshall mentioned how smart of a move it was for Jimmy G to sign with the Rams. And we discussed how and why McVay arguably is one of the best recruiters in the NFL, right? Diana Russini was talking about it. Free agents, NFL agents, when Sean McVay calls you, usually you get off the phone deciding you want to work and sign with Los Angeles. And what was really interesting to me with what McVay said regarding Jimmy G and why he decided to sign with LA, he tied it back to how McVay resurrected Baker Mayfield's career, guys. Remember this, right? Due to, of course, some issues with Browns management and some inconsistent play, right? Mayfield was traded to the Panthers in 22. And then, of course, he was released by the Panthers. And we all remember, I remember because I was with the Raiders at the time, that Rams game where they were saying Baker wasn't even going to be able to play. He didn't even know the playbook. But they were trailing 16-3 in the fourth. They had less than 2 minutes remaining in the game, down by six. No timeouts. Mayfield led LA to a game-winning 98-yard drive, which ended up becoming the longest touchdown drive of his career. And that was what was really interesting, what Marshall was pointing to. I mean, and now look at Mayfield, right? He signed a pretty legit contract with them. He got a 3-year, $100 million deal, including 50 in guaranteed money. And that resurrected his career. Whether or not you want to give it to McVay, that was a smart decision on Baker's part, and it paid off big time, right? So he thinks that's why Jimmy G ended up deciding to go to LA, because Sean McVay knows how to take care of the quarterback. Smart. I mean, it's smart. And it'll be interesting to see what Jimmy G does, you know, in Los Angeles, how his career will evolve in LA. I will definitely be watching that, that's for sure. You know, the other thing that was really interesting too, in our first show last week, Marshall shared his theory about Aaron Donald. Okay. One of the things he said, it's a conspiracy theory, but he said it, that Donald may not retire. He could come back. He did allude to him. He compared him to Chris Jones. And he said, quote, that he saw the money Chris Jones got. And maybe that impacted Aaron Donald's decision to hang it up after 10 seasons. And of course, the Chiefs paid their DT a contract that included $95 million in guarantees. Donald's most recent extension guaranteed him $46.5 million. Slightly different, you know. And here's the thing. The other thing that Marshall said that was interesting. After 10 seasons, okay, Donald was still playing at the top of his game. In fact, he said the peak of his career. And one of the stats that I actually mentioned on my own social, because of course, you know, I like to stir things up, and I asked everybody on Instagram whether or not they thought Aaron Donald was the greatest of all time. But you can't deny a man that was an 8-time All-Pro in 10 seasons. And the only 2 seasons he was not an All-Pro, first team All-Pro selection, was his rookie year, which, by the way, he ended up getting Defensive Rookie of the Year. So, and then it was his 22 season where he missed some time due to injury. And all of that to say, thriving while consistently being double, triple teamed. So Marshall's take on it was, he's either tired of being double and triple teamed, or he wants to work with The Rock. Or, you know, we'll see. Maybe he will come back. He'll pull a Tom Brady. He'll unretire for one more year. Remember, Tom retired for 40 days and came right back for that last season. So anything is possible. But I do want to say, you guys in LA, you fans, you have amazing engagement. You have amazing engagement. It's so cool to read the enthusiasm that you feel for your team and for Marshall and for Donald. So it only makes sense to maybe read some of the comments that you guys left on our show, which is so fun to be able to have conversations about football even when it's off season, and to hear how, you know, enthusiastic the fans are. So why don't we go through a couple and see what you guys have to say. Jason Wingate says and believes the next stop for Aaron Donald is not back on the gridiron, but it is the NFL Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio. You can't deny that. You definitely cannot deny the man is going to end up going to the Hall of Fame. Let's see. Oh, this is interesting. Jesus Barranco 8301 said, the fact that the legend, Mr. Falk, says Mr. Donald might just be getting to his peak really has me bummed out right now. Love you, Mr. Falk. You're an absolute legend. And it's true. And that's what Marshall said. That it's hard to see a guy playing at the top of his game hang it up, but that might be it, right? He doesn't want to play if he's slipping, and that's what Marshall said. And you know, the body takes a lot of hits in football. So no doubt about that. Elijah, you believe the man should be paid to become the highest defensive line player. Hopefully he does come back. Yeah, I mean, he certainly deserves it. I mean, if you just look at his stats alone, it's absolutely ridiculous. Randy for me says, Jason at Over the Cap said that the way they restructured his contract, they left the door open for him to come back. If he was completely done, they would have done it differently, saved a lot more cap space. Not saying he is coming back, but the door is still open as far as his contract goes. He is the best defensive player of his era, that's for sure. Well, and that was, thank you very much, Randy, for saying that. That was how I was creating my own controversy on my own social media, was I had asked people, is Aaron Donald the greatest of all time at that position? And of course, you know, I got some pushback. Some people agreed, some people didn't. Everybody's entitled to their opinion, ladies and gentlemen. But Marshall did agree. He said he thinks of his era that he believes Aaron Donald is the greatest of all time. And look, you know, we're going to have another episode coming up very shortly. You guys should tune in. It is someone who is very looped in to the NFL. And I think a lot of questions about how will they fill the void with Aaron Donald being gone if, in fact, he does not come back. That is going to have to be addressed in the draft. They have a huge hole to fill. Cleventura 5061. Wouldn't it be cool if Rams make the playoffs without AD and recall him just for that? That would shake things up. Yeah, of course. Could happen. Could happen. Another one similar. Travis Tom 6890. By the way, thanks guys. I love these comments. They're interesting for sure. I think Donald might come back this year for the playoffs if the Rams are in it, or maybe next year. Next year for 1 year. It depends how good the Rams are and if he thinks they can win a Super Bowl. You know, and that was the other thing that Marshall said, that maybe he may explore Hollywood. Marshall said he's been hanging out with The Rock. So a lot of people, you know, we just saw, by the way, if you have not seen Roadhouse, the new version of Roadhouse with Jake Gyllenhaal and Conor McGregor, watch it. In my personal opinion, and by the way, I am a thriller and action movie junkie. Terminator 2 is my favorite movie. I know that's really weird to say. I don't care. Roadhouse with Conor McGregor. He steals the show. Conor is fabulous. He is so dialed in. He's charismatic. He's a great actor. And he's a total awesome villain. I recommend it. Roadhouse. So maybe Aaron Donald, we could see him doing something with The Rock. Oh, this is interesting. Okay. User Y7 and lots of other numbers. I'm not going to go and say them all because there's several. But he said it's not about the money. Love AD, but he is so over the top in his prep to be who he is that he's burned out. He said so himself. Would love if he came back for a playoff run. One can dream. Yeah, I mean, look, and that's what a lot of people are saying. He is the DT GOAT. It's someone else is saying it's the constant double, triple, quadruple teams that he's tired of. I'd retire too. The game just becomes no fun at that point. I mean, and that's what was crazy, right? Is he was so dialed in, high motor, never took his foot off the gas, and he was thriving, being double, triple teamed every single game. I mean, you know, that is insane. Someone else said Eric Weddle made it fall into place. It can happen. He will be back for the playoff run. Aaron Donald has proof in footage of every team double, triple teaming him all 10 years. He is definitely top three all time. He is not third. Yeah, I mean, why don't you guys let us know? Maybe we should do a poll or something. Either a poll or like who you guys think the top three defensive tackles in the NFL. Do you believe of all time Aaron Donald gets in the top three? So yeah. Yeah, guys, look, I love this show. I'm from Los Angeles, grew up with two older brothers and a dad that were sports obsessed. And There is nothing I love more than the study of people who are thrown into an environment like professional football. It is such a microcosm for life. And how people respond to adversity, how people respond to pressure. I mean, it's kind of like everyday life, right? Except for they're doing it in front of millions of fans, and it's a contact sport with a lot on the line. But it certainly will be interesting how things pan out in LA. What are they going to do with the draft? Draft is coming up, guys. So that's going to do it for us. We wanted to do a quick episode, just kind of share what you guys are feeling at home. Did you like the show? You know, we're always reading and engaging. So please continue to comment, like, subscribe. Even let us know what you want to hear. What are you interested in this offseason the most when it comes to the LA Rams? We'll try to get Marshall back, but we do have a very good guest coming up for our next episode. Finger on the pulse when it comes to all the action in the NFL. But of course, I'm going to ask this particular guest all things Rams next time. All right, you guys, thanks for joining. For Erin Coscarelli, I will see you next time.